KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Park and Market, located in the heart of downtown San Diego, offering an event venue with cityscape views and state-of-the-art technology. Available for events, meetings, and conferences near hotels and the convention center. Details at parkandmarket.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, April 16th. San Diego Unified's free after-school program is expanding. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The Sarah Mesa Library is set to be converted into affordable housing units. Construction on the project began Tuesday, 20 years after the library closed. The Sarah Mesa apartment building will be 5 stories with 59 units. Half of the units are being set aside for veterans who are experiencing homelessness. Veterans living on site will receive supportive services from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs healthcare system. The building is expected to open in the fall of 2027. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently dredging the Oceanside Harbor to address an unanticipated emergency. U.S. Representative Mike Levin secured $8 million for the project, which also includes dredging in the fall. He says buildup of sediment caused 2 boats to capsize from breaking waves and another to get stuck. Oceanside Harbor serves commercial users and military vessels going into and out of Camp Pendleton. La Mesa is honoring late NBA player and La Mesa native Bill Walton by naming an intersection after him. Bill Walton Way is near Helix High School, where back in both 1969 and 1970, Walton led the Helix Highlanders to San Diego Section Championships. He was also Player of the Year in all 3 of his varsity seasons at UCLA. Once becoming the first pick in the 1974 NBA draft, Walton went on to lead the Trailblazers to a 1977 NBA championship. Walton passed away following a battle with cancer in 2004 at age 71. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com, because we know how.
Working parents often need a few hours of childcare after school, but spots in free programs are limited. Education reporter Katie Anastas says thousands more families in San Diego Unified will have access this fall.
San Diego Unified's free after-school program is in high demand. Enrollment has nearly tripled over the last 3 years, and hundreds of families have been on the wait list. Next school year, that will change.
We are launching universal access to 144 elementary and middle schools for primetime.
Toby Pace oversees San Diego Unified's primetime program. She says all interested students will be able to attend next year if their parents enroll by May 1st. The district got additional state funding last year to start expanding the program.
The potential for next year is exciting. We could enroll up to 30, even 40,000 kids in our after-school program now that we've received this funding.
Enrollment starts on Monday at 8 a.m. and closes May 1st at 3 p.m. Pace says parents will get an application link in a text and an email. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Free after-school programs can help cut down on childcare costs for parents, but families could see an increase in cost when it comes to transit. That's because the cost of riding buses, trolleys, and trains in the county could go up significantly this year. Reporter Katie Futterman with Public Matters partner iNewsSource explains why.
The Metropolitan Transit System and the North County Transit District are considering plans this week to increase fares up to 40%. The two transit agencies are trying to work together to make up for lost revenue and address future budget issues. They've faced ridership losses since the pandemic and federal funding reductions, among other challenges. Sean Donaghy is the CEO of the North County Transit District.
Our recommendation is what makes the best sense for the region so that the region is sustainable in terms of it and consistent in its fair policies across the board so that everybody sort of benefits from a county perspective on that.
Current fares for North County's Breeze buses and Metropolitan Transit System's trolley and buses are $2.50. The plans could raise them to $3 or $3.50. Both also have a monthly pass that could go up from its current $72 to as high as $100. The fare hikes would go to the San Diego Association of Governments Transportation Committee for final consideration if approved this week. For KPBS, I'm iNews Source reporter Katie Futterman.
iNews Source is an independently funded nonprofit partner of KPBS. San Diego's mayor is proposing big cuts to the city's budget. Reporter John Carroll has more on the spending plan released yesterday.
Mayor Todd Gloria has been signaling that major reductions in spending were coming, and on Wednesday, those came into focus. The budget aims to close a deficit estimated to be between $120 and $146 million. The cuts are spread across city departments, with the exception of police and fire. Those departments will both see spending increases. Spending on infrastructure, like road repair, is not cut. But arts organizations called a nearly $12 million cut catastrophic and devastating. San Diego Art Matters Executive Director Bob Lehman says the cut is short-sighted.
It's kind of like taking, you know, quitting your job to save gas money. We bring in dollars. You can't, if you stop funding us, that amount of flow of dollars is going to decrease again. So the pool coming in is going to get smaller.
City departments will now go over their budgets again. The city council will take up the budget at their June 9th meeting. It must be complete by June 15th. John Carroll, KPBS News.
San Diego is one of three finalists to host the 2029 Invictus Games, an international adaptive sports competition for service members and veterans with disabilities. Military and Veterans reporter Andrew Dyer tagged along with members of the Invictus Games Foundation as they toured San Diego this week.
Selection committee members hear what the Rady Shell has to offer the 2029 Invictus Games.
You know, there's a lot of power there, a lot that can be done for production.
Also on the itinerary, the Convention Center and the USS Midway Museum. San Diego is one of three finalists to host the Games. Andy Soler is the co-chair of San Diego's bid committee.
They've already been to Denmark. They've already been to South Korea. So now it's our turn for San Diego to put its best foot forward.
Service members and veterans from more than two dozen countries will participate in the Games. Invictus Games Foundation CEO Rob Owen says the Games go beyond just the military and veteran communities.
For us, it's also about how do we help people change their attitudes towards all disabilities.
In June, San Diego's bid committee will travel to London to make their final presentation to the Invictus Games Foundation. The 2029 host city will be announced in July. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
The Museum of Contemporary Art San Diego opens Giants, art from the Dean Collection of Swiss Beats and Alicia Keys, this week with free admission all day Saturday. Arts reporter Julia Dixon Evans takes a closer look.
Giants includes more than 130 significant works by 37 artists from the Black diaspora. A diverse range of sculpture, painting, photography, and installation sets historic and acclaimed artists alongside emerging art. There's work by Kehinde Wiley, Ebony Patterson, Nick Cave, Gordon Parks, and many more.
Gordon Parks was, an incredibly prolific photographer. I believe he was the first Black photographer hired by Life magazine.
Curator Kimberly Gant says the Deans hold the largest collection of Parks' work.
He was so influential on many generations of photographers and artists just generally. And so again, it's about, I think for them, preserving the history of America, of an incredible giant within the art world.
Julia Dixon Evans, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thank you and have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating and Air, Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com. Because we know how.